Aidan Gilbert is joining us for a kōrero today. Te Kuruwai o Wainui Arua, the largely unknown iwi grouping of the Upper Whanganui River, is celebrating a momentous milestone as the Te Kuruwai o Wainui Arua Claims Settlement Bill has successfully passed its first reading in Parliament. Te Kuruwai o Wainui Arua were among the first to submit claims to the Waitangi Tribunal. That was 35 years ago in the 1980s, and includes the descendants of Uanuku, Tamakana and Tamahaki ki Whanganui o Te Ao, Ngā Tūkai Horo in central Whanganui. And the chair of Te Kuruwai o Wainui Arua is Aidan Gilbert. He's with us today. Aidan, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us again.
Mihi ana ki a koe. Tēra.
You must have thought of many no longer with us when you look back all those decades, bro. And, of course, when the bill was read in the House, this is a milestone for all of our iwi. Who were you thinking of, Aidan?
I guess it was a bit of a blank period going on there, but what comes to mind is all those that led the path and fallen by the wayside was the first call, and looking at us today, what we have in front of us.
Tēnā koe. Maybe it might be good for some of our listeners who are unfamiliar with the geographic location of your people, Aidan, or our people, if you don't mind me saying. Just give us an overview of where Te Kuruwai or Wainui Arua are.
Kia ora. We're in the Central Plateau. Our land consists of 600,000 hectares on both sides of the river. The Waimarino block, which is maybe common to some or unknown to many, but the stretches from the boundaries of the Ongarue all the way down to Pupiriki. It covers a wide area to 500,000 acres. And then, of course, on the other side, which is Tamahaki, in the Wangari National Park, Taumata Mahoe, Witianga, and Kaiwakauka, some of the land blocks that we face. And as well, we're part and parcel of Ruapi on the Maunga. So we go as far down to the south as Raitihi, and all over to as far as Kariwa in our area of interest. So. Yes, quite a large area.
It sure is. What was taken from you back in those times when it was indiscriminate removal of lands, confiscation of lands? It sounds like you used to own huge tracts of land, and many we know have only a small portion of what they used to control. What's the situation with your people, Aidan?
Yeah, kia ora. Once upon a time, I guess, where you want to start, and I guess it was a part where the Crown, in its manipulation of the length of the river from the mountains to the sea, there's a division amongst us as a people on the river, and there was a battle famous to some, but not most. Mutu Island, where a battle took place, where cousins fought cousins from the upper reaches, from the lower reaches, and of course, the intrusion of the Crown as they moved their way up the river as far as Pipiriki, where the Pipiriki stockade was built once that battle ended. And then we were labelled, what is commonly known today as Hoho, interpreted rebels, and it divided the river in two pieces, the bottom reaches and the top reaches. And of course, as you know, our river settled separate from the lands, and now the lands have been settled currently. And we're one of those large groups that have settled. And yes, we were unknown for a while there, as other people spoke on our behalf and spoke of our tūpuna. So it's been a journey of recognition, if you like, and a journey where now our name is spoken, given that we're three tribes put together for this process.
So the first stage of the legislative and political process has passed, i.e. the first reading in Parliament. What's been guaranteed the return to Wainui Arua? What's the deal on the table from the Crown?
We have small tracts of land, and given that we're in the middle of two national parks, Tongariro National Park and the Whanganui National Park, So there's this sliver of a corridor that's really made up of a lot of conservation blocks, reserves, which is our dilemma at the moment. Hence why we lean towards a close relationship with the Department of Conservation. And at this stage, it's always been that put on us as a people, that our tracts of land are now all made up of reserves. And once upon a time, we were part of the ballot box, one would say, after World War One, where people who returned servicemen were able to put their hand in a box and choose tracts of land to farm. And of course, the hardship of it all in terms of our location meant that a lot of them walked off their lands, and instead of them returning back to the original owners, they were then legislated into what is now known as the Whanganui National Park. So it's been a tough journey in terms of trying to find something to make ends meet towards the future. But look, therein lies the challenge with the Crown. So a big day for us to get past the first reading. There, are, of course, is the second and the third reading to go, which we believe and hope that the timetable puts us in by the end of the year, December.
There does seem to be some unity once we get to this stage as well. I like to remind all, and I'll shout it from the rooftops too, of the generosity of spirit of Ngāi Māori, even though so much was taken from us, our willingness to accept what many describe as 2 cents in the dollar deals should be noted. It doesn't make the front page of the Herald. Instead, people think that Māori are getting some sort of advantage, but really what was taken from us, what's been returned, and then our willingness to allow others to benefit from what we create off the back of those returns, is it's a good news story about our people. And you must be very conscious of what the iwi once had and what was taken, and now looking to move forward rather than in grievance mode. The generosity of spirit of Ngāi Māori should never be understated. How do you feel that you've been not forced to accept what the Crown offered, but in our sort of desire to move forward, our people are taking these settlements to give us a sort of springboard into tomorrow?
Yes, I agree. Look, I always quote there's writing on the wall for us as a people, and probably less than 2% of what really is getting returned. And what a lot of the general public don't know, that you have to buy that back at current day prices, government prices today. You know, so when we talk about crumbs off the table, that's exactly what it is. Let's be real about that. And then, yes, the generosity of our people is that in the beginning, we were all oppressed, and there's a lot of hara going forward, but one can't stay in that mode of thinking for too long. Otherwise, it restricts the prospect of what lays ahead for us and opportunities that may come, which are far and few between as we move into the years ahead. Meeting the new minister, Honourable Paul Goldsmith, was an experience. And I believe that, if he's a man of his word, that he doesn't like to muck around, that would bode well for us in terms of getting to the third reading and having that support. As you know, our package is already written up. It's really now for us to take a balanced view moving ahead and consider what options are there for us as a people, and actually to draw us out of the oppressed mode and into something of a moimoia for the future in terms of what's possible. But again, I don't expect it to be an easy road. I expect there to be more challenges as we face the new movement of this current government. And we won't know what's in store for us this year, let alone the 3 years, once they plan out their budget, etc. And we are iwi Māori involved in that, given that it's probably not the best time to settle. It would have been better a decade ago, and if the government had pushed hard enough. But we're the result of three successive governments, and so that in itself was a challenge for us and our people. And as you say, I agree, there's been a lot of generosity from other settlements in terms of trying to work a partnership with the Crown today. And I guess that's what awaits us as a people as well.